The Culture Coaches.
Let it play. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. That's right. We are the culture, the coaches, left coast, west coast. The question is not why, but why not?
Yeah. What up, what up? It's your boy, Neighborhood Nipsey Hussle. Right now, y'all tuned in to my homeboy, DJ No Frills.
We beneficial over 2 decades in the game. Let's go.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life.
We got an official show today. Shout out to the left coast, west coast. Shout out to DJ Voltron on the check-in. Lee Lee Lashes, Japan, what's up?
That's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life.
Let it play.
And a shoulder full of strife. Don't know it like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fame, you can pull my file yourself. Spy raid, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself.
Stay tuned, we got that Philly Support Philly section. We have that Philly Support Philly section later on in the show. Shout out to my city. It's looking good for Philly, why not?
Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hills. Like a mother boss, boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street, touching them first meals.
Once again, shout out to the BX, shout out to Bronx. Shout out to the Bronx. Hey, yo, y'all remember Sammy's in the Bronx where you get the fresh gear from? Shout out to DJ Voltron and his wife Lee Lee for showing me Sammy's. We miss Sammy's. Why not?
DJ No Frills. Everything I said I was gonna get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. Now, according to the way that I'm positioned in this biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. Know them Westside RSCs is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze a butt. If a rap did switch cheese and bust, all this rap money, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my loc, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't too get off on whoever hustle seem to brush. Lost Vegas, strip pop, yeah, you creep the bugs. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunts. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Ayo, 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 ayo. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Yes, that's right. We are the culture. We are the coaches. Listen, listen, listen. We got a great show today. We got some family that traveled down to Philly, our East Coast cousins from New York. Shout out to our Bronx family. Shout out to Boston and Fish to be exact. Shout out to DJ Voltron on the check-in. Shout out to Lee Lee Lashes. Listen, shout out to Lee Lee. She will turn a duck to a dime. Shout out to Lee Lee. She will turn a duck into a dime. Look, I took some matted chicken head joint from Philly down to New York City. She's in Manhattan too, by the way. I took it out Manhattan and Lee Lee turned the duck into a dime. And listen, if you out there in the radio world or you need us to do a real commercial for you with somebody that really cares and that speaks with passion, get at me and my brother Vile the Voice. But one rule, Vile, they need to know.
What's the rule?
They got a CTC. What that mean?
Cut the check.
Exactly.
Cut the check productions, man. Stop playing with us. It's your boy, Viral Val, the Culture Coaches, Valentine. Listen, at Val the Voice 2.0. Follow me. Follow my man at DJ No Frills. Listen, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, and your boy, Val the Voice, Viral Val. Listen, there's a lot going on this week. We're going to have a great show. We got that health and hip hop coming. We got that Instagrammies. We got a great Instagrammy. Don't front on your marketing. Don't front on your marketing. We got that Who Frauded segment. There's a lot to talk about. Philly Support Philly. We're going to get into
that's
that.
That's right.
And of course, man, we got the Podfather coming up today. The Podfather.
Say that again.
The Podfather.
Hey, Val, wait up one more time. Yeah. I don't think they understand. Listen, not the Dogfather.
Not the God. Well, he's the Godfather of podcasting. So we call him the Podfather. Shout out to my man, DWI, the man who put me in radio, is coming up here today.
Hey, yo,
he's coming to check me out. Make sure I'm doing a good job.
I got an announcement to make. I'm the father.
Huh?
I'm the father.
What are you, Darth Vader?
I'm the father of you, little Raheem in North Philly that's trying to do a radio show like us. We are the best.
Listen, man.
We are the blessed. Pull yourself together, little homie.
Listen, for those who don't understand, we just started production on that new documentary. All right, We Were There, the new documentary, Hip Hop Co-Creators Presents. And also, we just started working on the series, I'm with the DJ.
Yes.
DJ No Frills. We Hulu, get ready. We're talking to Hulu. We're talking to Tubi.
Yes.
We're talking to Netflix. We got a lot going on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody who's been locking in with us, checking us out on AM radio, checking us out on iHeartRadio, you know, on Friday, 6 p.m., and on Saturdays at 12 p.m. with our brother station over there. FM radio on Wednesdays. I mean, listen, we just all over, but don't forget we're on Roku TV too. So shout out to them. Shout out to my man DY, who's coming up here also with the Podfather. He shot all my first videos. He made me famous on YouTube when we only had 10-minute clips before you had a podcast or before you had a show. We had a show, all right? And DY was part of that show.
And before they had a show?
Yeah.
I was on that girls' radio. I was at your home playing your CDs, homie.
Listen.
You don't even know it. But we're going to talk about
man,
that later.
Frills, man, I just want to congratulate you, not congratulate. You know, that was the jewel of the day. You know, a lot of people be up here congratulating, acting like they're friends.
That's right.
Acting like they're family, acting like they care about you.
Yes.
You know, the worst thing you can be in life is a hater. You can
That's
be anything
true.
You want to be. Don't be a congratulator. What's worse than a hater is a congratulator.
I like
somebody
that.
Who pretends to congratulate.
Hold on, what's today's date? Hold on.
Today's date. Go ahead.
Hold on, listen. We ain't even going to tell you today's date. Yeah. But this is
the
history.
15th.
Listen, this is history.
History.
Vital Voice just came out with a new word. What is it again?
Don't be a congratulator.
Listen,
that's what the merch is coming soon. We got the merch with all the culture coaches saying.
Yes.
You know, we say the best things. We say the flyest things. Some do it for show. We do it for sure. Don't be a hater all your life. Don't be a congratulator. So we patenting and we lining in our own phrases. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to put, that's going to be the culture coaches merch. We're creating our own lines.
Yes.
And when we say we create our own lines, we mean our own lines, what we say. Because everybody say that we say the dopest ish all the time anyway, right?
Facto.
Factamundo?
That's a New York word, but that's a Boricua word.
That's a Boricua.
Shout out later on. We got the hip hop co-creator section. Shout out to my Puerto Ricans, my Dominicans, my Colombians. And y'all, Vi, I got some news. Guess what I found out?
What'd you find? You have Puerto Rican.
I'm Boricua.
Listen, shout out to Curious George.
Yeah.
His album's doing real good. He's got like the number one independent album out right now.
George.
Shout out to him. Thanks for calling into the show. We're gonna do a one-on-one in the studio with him.
Yes.
Good brother, man. I ordered the record. Listen.
Hold up, Val. Hold on. 1 second. Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Hold
Talk
up. Hold up. Hold up. You said something
what
that I
said.
Don't like.
Wait,
you're my brother.
I forgot. Did I bring the pause button?
Guess what?
I forgot the pause button.
You just said something. Pause.
Hold on. That's
you
a pause.
You said a pause, bro.
No, we're going to do
it. Hold on. Hold
we're gonna
on.
We're going to have to record
listen,
the pause button.
If you on Instagram, if you on Twitter, if you on Facebook, if you on MySpace, or you're at your girl's place listening to this, please let us know ASAP. Did Vi say a pause?
Listen, you know that we got sponsored. You know that we got sponsored by Damon Dash with the pause button. We have it here every week. Today I was rushing a little.
Yo.
We have it here every week.
Listen, hold up. We don't got the pause, but we got this. We got this. Look. Hey, yo.
All right, so that's just for today.
We got the AYO.
We got the AYO button, all right? But shout out to Damon Dash. Shout out to them that sponsored us with the pause button. You know what I'm saying?
Pause.
That's a pause if you don't have the pause button.
Pause. Today the DJ saved your life.
Yeah, that's right. Today the DJ always saves my life.
Yes.
And you know what? Don't forget, man. We appreciate you guys. Listen, let's get into some music. We're going to come back with that Philly support, Philly. We're going to talk about what's going on in the city, man. There's a lot going on in the city. We got the Podfather and DY coming up. They're going to chime in. They're going to come take over the show, be part of the show, sit in with us and talk some real podcasting and independent radio and FM radio history. We appreciate them. No frills, let's get into it.
Wow, we are the culture.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
I hold my gun fine. Ideas be as bright as the sunshine. Shook the rap game with just one line. With me and my combined all
day. Hey, yo, this my John. Cool Classics. New music. Cool Classics. Vow the Voice, DJ No Frills. Sauce Money. Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Pink Houses. Shout out to Brownsville. Buckshot Shorty. Hope you get better, fam. Let's go.
Drop, cop the Grammy. Uncanny. Bought my first Rollie for Manny. Dirty Burners. My crew never hand me. We family, unite, get shot, get caught, sniffing like Dexter Manley. Release 10 lead, spray rank, paint your skin red. Damn, we all you can't be. We big time, you small time, real small like how an ant be. Marcy, bust a shot for Metcalf, Tilo and Danny. Peace to the Burrells, cut Whopper, Stanley. Boom, my wet and bow, my whole set is wild. Pass threats, front and flash singles and ass bet.
Let it play.
Drill, cut a check, or suck.
Explosively, clapping off the roof, shooting guard like Kobe. Raised up Slay, Smears, and Bowie. Back then, Gil was my Cody. Spanish Jose showed me how to get the money. Told me fast forward, no kids, 6 cars and 3 Rollies, 2 cribs.
Spanish Jose. Spanish Jose. Shout out to Spanish Jose. That's Vile cousin. That's the rumor on the streets. Let's go.
I like the motherfucking soundproof boofer. New, you say the same like you looped up. Your rap's all lazy. Jigger the black Scorsese. What your album lack is more Jay-Z. Codename, Jehovah, all praise me. Y'all don't paint pictures, y'all all trace me. You get to see the day when my squad be done. I represent that RC son. What?
Ayo, 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 ayo. This is my joint right here. Listen, we in the crates. We in the crates. Vile the Voice of myself. Listen, hold on, hold on.
They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Hold on, man. Listen. Listen, we had to come back from commercial break. Listen, I got some breaking news, man. Little Durk. Little Aval. Guess what happened to Little Durk? Little Durk got transferred.
What?
He got transferred.
He's going upstate?
He's in L.A. right now.
Uh-oh.
And guess what he didn't do?
What didn't he do?
He didn't want to go to PC.
Uh-oh. I don't know. He better be all that and then some.
Listen, man, do you think Little Durk...
I don't know, man.
...will survive out of PC?
Listen, if he's all that he says he is and he lives what he said, which I don't condone. Listen, we ain't here to condone violence. We ain't here to condone the gangster-ish. But what I'm saying is we're here to coach the culture. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is now you might have to live up to all of that. And you know what? Just for his own safety... I think whether he requests it or not, I do believe that they should put him in
Vow,
PC.
I got a serious question for you right now. Vow, I got a serious question.
I never did PC.
No, Vow, I got a serious question for you.
The only PC I had was a Macintosh, that's not a PC.
I need you to answer the questions like you in court. Hold on, this is the coach's court right now. Listen, Vow.
I'm listening.
Are you from Brooklyn?
All day, every day. Brooklyn, born and raised.
Whole Brooklyn, east side, Brooklyn, west Brooklyn.
I represent, listen, I'm going to keep it. I represent all at New York. But I'm Brooklyn born and raised.
Hey, Vow, do you swear to tell the truth?
Always do.
All the truth and nothing but the truth?
I don't know how to do nothing else but tell the truth.
So let's talk about Buckshot.
Even if it hurts your feelings.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Now, you know what happened to Buckshot, right?
Yes, everyone knows what happened to Buckshot. I heard he's getting better. And you know, he's been on our show before when we did the other show.
Oh, yeah, shout to Buckshot, yo.
Yeah, we went viral with Buckshot.
One of the best freestyles that
we went viral with Buckshot.
Did, and he did a real freestyle. Shout to Buckshot. No disrespect to him. Boot camp click.
None
right?
of them. That's
but
the
I
homies.
Need to know this, Vow. Yeah. Did you see the video of him getting beat up?
I did not want to. I don't like watching videos. I've seen violence and I've been a part of violence all my life. So I don't like to. I don't like to actually watch the videos. Like I don't watch people. I don't watch people get hurt. I don't watch people get beat up. I don't like the fact that people are so desensitized that they'll video you instead of helping you. So I don't like that.
So
I saw the video that
That's
led up into I saw the video where he was arguing and following the guy.
Look,
I didn't see the video where he got
for
hurt.
The fans around the world, you from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he shouldn't have did that.
And you rep. Okay, oh, you.
Yeah, he shouldn't have did that. Because here's my thing.
Why?
Nobody should do that, whether it's Buckshot or nobody else, because here's my thing. Here's what I learned growing up in New York. You got to be ready. My thing is, if you step to somebody, anything can happen. You know what I mean? Don't step to a person. There's a lot of things that I've avoided. And, you know, and I'm a mature, grown man today. I'm not a street dude. I'm not of this, I'm that. I'm a grown man handling business today, right? But here's what I say. No matter who you are, I think that that was a bad decision on Buckshot's part. Doesn't mean he deserved. No one deserves to get beat up. No one deserves to get hurt. But if you're going to take that action and follow somebody and this and that, there's consequences to your actions. And you can't, you know, I didn't see the video of when they hit him, when they approached him. But obviously, it was as a result of what happened previously on the previous video. So unless you're ready to really be confrontational and put hands on somebody or hurt somebody, just avoid. You know how much stuff I avoid, No Frills? I avoid a lot of stuff because, you know, listen, another thing, Buckshot is a world-renowned figure. He makes a lot of money. He owns property, whatever the case. Yeah. You're on a different level. You shouldn't be engaging in these type of things. You shouldn't be engaging in these fights. You shouldn't be walk away. And stop putting yourself, you know, this is for people in general. Stop putting yourself in situations and putting yourself in places. When you are no longer the person that you used to be, you don't have any business going back to the places where you used to go and being there. The only time you should look back is to see how far you come.
Right. Hey, Val, one more question.
I wish him health, success. I know there's a show coming on. We just talking about, I'm answering the question because you asked me, you my brother. A lot of people have asked me to make statements and everything. Or what do I think as a host? And, you know, we got lots of, I said, listen, what I think is that I hope he gets better. We need to stop the violence.
I got one more question for you.
Talk to me.
And I want you to answer this question the same way you would have answered when you was in Brooklyn in front of that blazer. Yeah. I want you to answer the question when you were 17-year-old Val in front of that blazer.
That was 19.
Yeah, with rims and, on and it had, and a big gold chain.
Yeah, and a big gun in the back in the day.
Pause too, but no. It's not a pause, but it is. But listen, I need to know, do you think the music is causing people to be more violent
absolutely
in this day and time? Why?
I believe that because the music carries vibration. The music has vibration. That's why certain. I was watching this segment with Quincy Jones, legendary Quincy Jones, rest in peace, where I talk about him too. But I was watching it and he was talking about how the music carries different vibrations. That's why when you go to a club, right, they don't play hard street music because it'll start fights, but they play the up-tempo dance music because it makes you want to drink, it makes you want to dance, right? There's frequencies. Our body, you know,
you never lie. Body, I did it.
Yeah, our body, right? I'm going to tell you one story.
No. I want you to finish your story, but I want to be clear to the listeners out
here. Talk to me.
We are the culture coaches. We're not just here to play music.
That's right.
We want to educate you. Right now,
that's what this show is, an educational show.
On something called, I don't know if you want to say it's geometry, frequencies. So we want you to understand how the music affects you. For somebody that's out there that's ignorant, that don't want to learn, little homie, listen clearly. Val, finish your wisdom, family.
Listen. The music carries frequency. The music, the music carries frequency. It could be violent frequency. Listen, I even seen a video where some famous artist said that before they would record the music, they would go into a room and they would do rituals over the music. So the music carries frequency. You got to be, we've seen in the last couple of years, and I don't want to knock nobody's hustle, but we've seen a serious increase of violence and murders within the hip-hop community. And I think that the drill music sends out a frequency. The things that they're saying, right? The Bible, the Quran both say that life and death comes from the tongue. So when people start saying, you know, I'm going to die or I'm going to kill you, or I'm going to whatsoever, you bring these things upon yourself. The words are very powerful. We have the power to manifest, right? Yes. We have the power to manifest our reality. Listen, don't be very careful with your words because they influence. Be very careful with the musical vibrations because they influence. And I do, you know, the short answer, that was a long drawn out answer, but the short answer is I 100% do believe, and I know for a fact, and you can do studies, scientific melodic studies, that the music influences your personality. Period.
Facto.
That's your boy Val the Voice.
Hey Val, listen, man, that was great. I just really wanted to clear that up because we was arguing. I was arguing? In an argument with like four people at the end of the night at the club one day after a fight started when I played a sequence of records. I played three records and it happened three times where it got crazy and people got thrown down the steps, people got beat up. And I might even
say
later
it ain't
on,
so,
might
no
later
first.
On, maybe after we come from the break, I will say the records that I played.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact how it creates energy. And I mean, it happened three times.
I agree.
You know, at the end of the day, listen, though.
So that was proof.
That's proof, though.
Okay.
So, hey, Val, listen, man. So let's talk about this Philly Support Philly, right?
Philly Support Philly. I'm going to let you lead. What's going on in Philly Support Philly in the city? Besides my people coming down here to get Philly cheesesteaks, my people came all the way from New York to be on the Culture Coaches.
Yes.
But first, they needed to make a stop at the Philly cheesesteaks.
Yes. First of all, I want to say Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I am the creator of Philly Support
That's right.
Philly. I am
Tell
the creator
what Philly
of Philly Support,
support
Philly.
Philly.
I am the creator. Philly Support Philly was designed, and I came up with it just to push positivity amongst rappers, DJs, actors, businesses, and Philly Support Philly don't mean it's for free.
That's
if
right.
you want to hire me, you got to holler at Val.
That's
and
right.
then you got the CTC, who's that cut the check.
Cut the check production.
So listen, real quick, man, listen, I don't want to bring the energy down, but I'm going to keep it real. Philly Support Philly news is very sad. We seen how we lost PNB, PNB Rock, PNB Rock. They got something on YouTube right now showing
wow.
how he was slaughtered, how they set him up. He was with his family in L.A. at Waffle at this place. I'm not even going to promote him. But listen, the way they killed him was sad. They walked in. They could have just took his jewelry. Instead,
yeah.
They walked in and they shot and killed him. And they showed what happened. So the good thing about the positive thing in this is, right, we know that his girlfriend was getting blamed for lining him up.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. It's sad what she had to go through. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, once again, in hip-hop, he's with his family. They say they had $500,000 worth of jewelry on. I'm not co-signing carrying that amount of jewelry.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You should
you
be able to do
your
whatever you want to do. Yes. And it was midday, but he was lined up. And now we got to see that his girlfriend didn't do it. And I would say that's Philly Support Philly news. The good thing about it, shout out to PNB Shiz and the whole PNB family and all of them. They're keeping his legacy going on. And shout out to his daughter, because at the big concert they just had in Philly, they gave him a dedication and his daughter was happy. So salute to them. Go ahead, Val.
Listen, they are also starting to say now that it is possible that the employees of the Waffle House
yes.
may have made the call and lined
yes.
them up. So that's being investigated currently. It's not 100%. We don't know. We don't want to speculate, but it is being, you know, there is some speculation that might be the case that he was lined up. But I, you know, they're not a sponsor, but I do want to shout them out because they showed us a lot of love last week after the show with the legendary EST. We took a ride down to Cigar Republic. It's a great cigar house out in, how do you say it? Conshohocken?
Conshohocken,
Pennsylvania. Conshohocken. Incredible cigar lounge. Listen, talking to the gentleman earlier, we're going to bring them up to the show. Because that's Philly Support Philly. We're going to bring them up to the show. They're going to introduce and tell their story eventually. We might be going there after the show. So y'all can meet us there. And shout out to them for showing us a lot of love. The homie Gabriel, the lady, young lady who was serving us, she showed us a lot of love. The coach, they knew the coaches was in the building.
Yes.
And listen, real quick, I want to shout out to the people online. Shout out that B74 joined. That underscore B74 joined the live. Shout out
yes.
to you. My man, my jeweler is on the line. Chaz the jeweler. If you want to get a nice Rolex, holla at my man Chaz.
Hey,
he's
Chaz,
got
I
you.
Want, hey, Chaz in New York?
Chaz is in
Yo,
New York.
I need one of them dookie ropes from like 88.
Okay, we're going to call him after the show. We'll bring him up one day.
Yes.
But listen, Philly Support Philly, there's a lot of events that are coming up. Make sure to chime in with us with all the events. And again, I want to shout out the homie EST who was last
yes.
year. And he gave us a lot of in-depth Philly history.
Hey, Val. Let me run it
Talk
back
to me.
And let them know who EST is.
Talk to me.
EST is from a group from Philadelphia called Three Times Dope.
That's right.
You might have seen him on MTV at a song called Funky Dividends. He had a song called Greatest Man Alive. And that for Shizzle, my nizzle and all that, he was saying that before Snoop Dogg. I'm saying it because I'm from Philadelphia, and you can hear him and some of his throwback records that came out in 89, 88, whatever, or 1990, whatever year
but,
the album came out.
But DSC most recently.
Yes, but most
he
recently.
He transitioned into his songwriter. He wrote Naughty Girl for Beyonce.
Yes.
He wrote records for Sean Paul. He wrote records for Britney Spears. He produced these records with Scott Storch. So,
yes.
But, you know, he transitioned not only to being, and that's what we were talking about, being a GOAT and being great, right?
Yes.
Be able to transcend decades.
Decades.
So he's still relevant today, getting his royalties, producing the show. He's going to be a part of I'm With the DJ.
Yes.
Okay, that we're producing
for
right
sure.
now. Shout out to our production company. We're producing that, which, you know, we'll give you more info on that. But with that being said, man, let's get into a record, and then we'll come back. We're waiting on my man, the pod father to step into the building,
the
and D.Y.
Father.
And we got a lot more to talk about. Don't forget, we're going to get into that health and hip-hop. We're going to get into that Who Frauded segment. There's a lot of frauding. And we got the Instagrammy segment. We're going to talk about these artists and the lack of royalties and not having a marketing budget and why you are hustling backwards if you don't have a marketing budget.
Yes,
I'm your boy Val, the voice, the culture coaches. Let's get to it.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, y'all want to dedicate the next record to the whole PNB, to the whole Philly. We are the culture. The question is not why, but why not Vital Voice, DJ No Frills.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches. Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Hey, DJ No
I'm
Frills.
I'm feeling like Diddy now. I got the keys to the city now. Remember, I used to wear hand-me-downs. This bitch, I'm signing it top down. Think I'm all cop in the Billy now. Counting blue hundreds and fifties now. They got me rocking DaVinci now. I
swear Philly support Philly.
I'm winning, I'm feeling like Diddy now.
PNB, PNB.
Remember, I used to
shout out to PNB Shiz, my fam. PNB Shiz. The whole Germantown, the whole Germantown too. The whole Philly, let's go. Why not Vow the Voice, DJ No Frills?
PNB, rock.
DJ No Frills.
Double CD everywhere. Flexing, grab a stunt. Brand new bankroll. Pocket full of hundreds. I don't know who wears. I be put up water. No, you can't get no hooks. No, you can't get no features. But I want to hear your demo. It's something I don't need you. Something I will see you. But don't let me catch your traffic with this automatic. With no hesitation. That's why I'm a blessing. I don't do no act. I was living in the bandit house. Now record labels fly me out. I'm in the mix, I ain't hiding out. Got some new guns trying to try them out. All the real niggas, they fuck with me. All the real they fuck with me. All the bad bitches, they fuck with me. They know they can fuck with me. I'm winning, I'm feeling like Diddy now. I got the keys to the city now. Remember, I used to wear hand-me-downs. This bitch, I'm signing it top down. Think I'm out copping the Billy now.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Vow the Voice. We are the culture, the coaches. PNB, PNB Rock. Rest in peace to the great PNB. The Pod Father, the Pod Father, the Pod Father in the building. BX, Bronx. Yes.
DJ No Frills.
Counting blue hundreds and fifties now. They got me rocking DaVinci now. I swear these don't hit me now.
Did you know you can get paid to take care of a loved one? Caring Life Services will hire and train you to take care of a family member or friend. We offer sign-on bonuses, benefits, and higher salaries. Call 484-331-4982 or visit caringlifeservices.org for more details.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to our sponsors. Tell them you got to have a sponsor. What's the sponsor? Tell them.
Caring Life Services, if you want to get your home care on, if you got a family member or a friend who needs home care, and who or you can be hired by Caring Life Services. Make sure to check them out. They're in Bala Kenwood. Hit them up, Caring Life Services. Let them know that the culture coaches, that you heard it here first, and they'll put you to work, and they'll get you home care services. They'll get you all lined up. Shout out to the team at Caring Life Services who've been holding us down.
Hey, Val, we
talk
back, though.
Yeah,
hey,
back.
Val, listen, listen, listen.
Yes, sir.
We got family in the building.
We got family in the building.
Family in the building.
We got a lot of history in the building. Listen, first and foremost, I want to thank these brothers, you know what I'm saying? And when we talk about the sponsors, the brother who's in the building sponsored me on radio way back in the days.
Yes.
There would be no Val V Voice without DWI. And behind the lens, my man, Demetrius behind the lens.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's D-Dub. Good, y'all? Listen, my man over here, put the headphones on. D-Dub, and Demetrius behind the lens.
Hey, hold on, hold on. Let me say something. Listen,
guys,
listen. Listen, man, New York and Philly taking over. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to DJ Voltron. Shout out to DWI. Shout out to my man on the lenses, man.
Demetrius,
listen, man,
on the lens.
Demetrius, yeah, on the
and
lenses.
And all of London, too, because London's checking
out. Shout out to London,
you know what? We go in the UK.
I just want to thank y'all, right? Because, like, at Philadelphia, I was doing my thing. Like, I was running the city. But when Vile made the call and he said, yo, I need you to come up to the Bronx and do this radio show with me because of y'all. Y'all took my brand and my platform to another level. Shout out to Vile the Voice. Shout out to the Matrix Studios.
Yes, sir, man.
Shout out to the Matrix Studios. Let me say that again. Shout out to the Matrix Studios.
Where it all began.
And the owner, DWI. It was so dope to go to a radio station where the sound was official. And this internet radio. Listen,
that's a fact.
The first to do it on internet radio. Listen, the sound was clear. The studio was dope. We was in a dangerous neighborhood, but I felt safe. You know what I'm saying?
It's so,
I
ain't
gonna get shot
in
the Boston and Fish,
man.
You was
in a good space. You was in a good space.
You know what was crazy, though? That even though we were in, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, so even though we were in a day, we still had all the legendary A-listers come up there with all the jewels and everything. Yeah. So listen, my man DWI and Demetrius Behind the Lens, these brothers, you know, they got a lot of history in radio and video. Listen, I want to shout out also my man Demetrius Behind the Lens, because he took a lot of my early footage in YouTube when you can only put 10 minute clips.
Yes.
This was, you see, y'all don't know about them 10-minute clips. At one time, you only got 10 minutes. So he had to condense all that good stuff.
Not to mention, it was all on tape first.
That's
so we had to do it on tape and then transfer it to digital through FireWire.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
So if you had like a 2-hour interview, you had to then rewind the tape and then do that whole dumping process before you could even edit it.
And he's moved on to much bigger things we're going to talk about. But I got one question for Dimitri.
Yes.
Where's the rest of my footage, Demetrius? Do you got it?
I got a couple of things in the archive.
You know what?
But
you got a CTC cut the check for that, Val. But we're going to talk about that because we're going to be working on this documentary with my man DWI.
Where it all began.
So, D-Dub, man, I want to thank you for coming up to the show. I got the call today,
actually,
right?
Coming down, right?
Yeah, for actually
we
coming
up,
down.
Y'all down?
Yeah,
no,
coming
listen,
down.
Coming down, down, coming down, it's all good. All we meeting in the middle. So you remember back in the days, you ever watched Batman, you had the red phone, and when that phone rang, no matter what was going on, so I saw the DWI come, my phone actually turned red, and I had to pick it up, and he was like, yo, I'm coming down to Philly. I was like, say no more.
Say less.
We'll get everything ready. So D-Dub, man, DWI, we appreciate you for coming down. Say what's up to the people, man.
Yeah, nah, I appreciate the platform. I appreciate you staying in it
for
all these years and always staying with it and always coming to me with an idea of how we going to get our own situation and take over and stay on brand and stay on cold. And that's what's most important. My influence when I'm all said and done is how many people have I helped get to a better place in terms of reaching their goal. And when I watch you guys, No Frills, and everybody else, Demetrius Behind the Lens, you know, it's a lot of us. There's a lot of branches that came off of this tree. And I'll never forget the drop that Ebro came. It was like, we got to have the roots before the tree. When he was saying that, I just feel like it was kind of hate. What's the word you just came up with?
Congratulator. Don't be a congratulator
all your life. He was telling me that we need a roots for things to grow. And
so
at
who
that
said
time,
that?
Ebro came and said, because he
an
saw...
out-of-towner was telling you was the part for
right, right. And at that time, he was running Hot 87. Shout out to Ebro, because even to this day now, you know, a lot of people from that station actually show genuine now because they understand
it. You know what, I'm going to put the brakes on.
They understand it now. Before, they didn't understand what we were doing with the internet and all that. Everybody from Karis One, Sergeant Hawkins. I seen Sergeant Hawkins the other day. I said, I remember when he came to because he started XM Radio and Sirius, and he had came and he did an interview, I think, with Fatboy Radio. So he wanted to come to the show.
Fatboy Radio.
And, and then I didn't know who he was, but now seeing him later, you know, years later, I told him about that time. And he was,
let me paint a picture.
I actually seen him at Fat Man School. Who passed away before Fat Man School?
Clark Kent was recently Fat Man School.
Mr. C. Okay. He was at the Apollo for Mr. C. Yeah. So shout out to him.
So listen, just so we could get some clarity here, right? So people who are listening, don't get it twisted, all right? This man right here, DWI, he's responsible for, he had the biggest independent network in New York City. 91.9 FM. He was on internet radio. He was the king of internet radio when it was the biggest thing before podcasting. He laid the early foundation of podcasting in New York City. Mm. And listen, there was only, I ain't going to give no light to the other stations, no, but there was only one station,
only
the number one
station.
Came
like 5 years or 5 or 6 years after.
Was wow. DSN. The Matrix Studios Networks was the first. Everybody else followed the blueprint, followed the DNA.
Yes.
Okay, so we show love to everybody, but at the end of the day, we got like you said, where it all began. And listen, that studio that I was a part of and you were a part of was instrumental in giving an outlet to a lot of your famous rappers today. Cardi B was up there, right?
Yeah.
J. Cole was up there, right?
Who else?
DWI, because you know more than me.
I mean, Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle was up there. Nipsey,
I mean, you even brought Michael Jackson's father.
Michael Jackson. Listen, that was like, that's just to give you the, you know, and we were doing it independent. You understand? So we were doing the independent. We had a lot of relationships with all the majors. But what, you know, one thing, we're on a major now, but one thing about the majors, you don't have all your own creative
control. Right.
Over there, we had our own creative control. And I got to say, I really respect DWI. I remember my first radio show was up there and I came to him. I was a little nervous and I said, y'all want to produce this show? I mean, I'm a great talker, of course, but I needed help. And he said, yes, just give me your idea. Created a format for me. Allow me to produce the show, but created the format. And I'll tell you one thing, the production, the music beds, the thing he also helped with. He helped with
production,
with the production, but he also helped with booking the guests, and he helped us get a real good show. And at the same time, Demetrius was behind the lens, recording and everything. When all of this is documented, man, and we went viral. We were viral before viral was a word.
And not for nothing, Val, you connecting with Philly was big because No Frills coming up.
I'm brilliant like that.
Yeah,
No Frills and DWI. I'm brilliant like that.
Yeah, you connected the dots.
For those who don't know, that's my background.
I heard him saying he was
marketer.
Somebody's daddy. I like to say Phil is B is your daddy. Like he brought you, he birthed you into the format.
Nah,
so everybody got a daddy.
Listen,
no, there's no fatherless kids.
That's
here.
Right.
Listen, no ego involved. Salute the vow to voice.
Nah, we listen.
Salute the vow. Listen, man. Listen, we don't hate. We congratulate.
That's right. We don't congratulate.
That's the problem. Like, somebody might be in New York don't want to give him his credit, but
that's right.
You know what I mean? We gonna give him his credit. Like, you know
Fact
what I'm saying? So people know. That's why we do what we do. So the culture to give people their credit and dispel all rumors. So.
Listen, he falls right into the line of what we were talking about last week when we had the discussion. Remember, we were talking about the GOATs.
Yes.
So we had this discussion about who's the GOAT. They throw this name around too. Oh, this one's a GOAT and that one's a GOAT. And I said, yo, you ain't a GOAT if you just staying afloat.
Right.
You ain't a GOAT. You're a waiter on the love boat. That's what you are.
Waiter
on the
love boat.
So my thing is, you know, we had criteria. We were setting the criteria. Last week we had a legendary Philly artist, EST.
He was the greatest man alive.
That's right.
We got people from London checking in.
Oh,
so shout out
to London.
Yeah, shout out to London.
And also shout out to our partner, the UK Hip Hop Museum. We partners with them.
Yes.
So we cross-promote
shout
their
out to
brand.
Curtis Blow.
They're coming out here. Shout out to Curtis
Freeze.
Blow. He's up, Mr. Freeze. They're always on the checking with us, too. They're they're part of the Culture Coaches radio show. So shout out to our UK team. So with that being said, that place opened a lot of doors for a lot of people, a lot of radio hosts, everybody. I mean, we're the best radio hosts that came out of there, undoubtedly. But it did open the door for a lot of other people, man. So DWI, man, tell the people what you got going on today. And just so people understand, this is the man who initially put us on iHeartRadio, even with our show.
Yes.
Even till today, he got the plug. He's the plug, right? And he's got us in situations, and we still work with him, so I'm glad.
And listen, I mean, but before you get into that also sprung my career. I was able to go.
Talk to him, Demetrius.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I didn't want to go to college, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get in debt. I didn't really want to, like, kind of get into that. So I worked. And after that, I would be at the studio with you guys.
That's right.
That's where I met you guys. I was, about 21 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys were probably like, what, probably your 30s or whatever. Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Right.
But the point was, y'all was grown men.
We're still 21.
Like, you know, pulling up with y'all cars.
Yeah.
And in the midst of y'all sort of prime years working, doing whatever y'all doing. And it was cool because
I
was
hot in the street, but I was driving something nice. I remember.
But it was cool because it was that was like the real life university or real life college experience for me. And if I messed up, I had to apologize.
That's the knowledge you can't get from college.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Using,
that's the knowledge
using
you can't
YouTube
get from college.
And all of that. And just having a platform like that where it was somebody that was close to family that I could come in and and do my thing and really get a chance to learn the art of like photography and video work and broadcasting.
So with that being
like that.
Said,
and now look,
tell some of the people, right? Yeah. At the end, you give them your handles.
Yeah.
But tell them what you have transitioned from that point. Some of the things that you have been involved with. Tell them your discography.
I mean, just talk recently, I just came off to a show over there in London in Brixton at Electric Brixton with Pete Rock and my guy Amir. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. They just, you know, was on SNL too.
Yeah.
With Common. Being the official photographer for Nas and Wu-Tang over at the O2 Arena, courtesy of my man Supreme Raekwon.
So you could get us the tick, boys.
You know, creative director for Ted Baker's Ted's Grooming Room, their barbershop company in London out there. Like, so just a lot of different things.
Billboards,
man.
You had billboards out there on London,
yeah,
the side
all
of
out
buildings.
London, yeah. So, you know, all coming from 2008 when I came in, the transition from, you know, tape cameras to digital DSLRs and all that. And, you know, just meeting guys like Spinfo and yourself and just going off and...
So you met Jay-Z and Nas? I didn't meet neither of the two of them yet.
Yeah, I met both.
See, that's what happens when you put somebody on. The future gets, you know...
He's the man behind the lens, bro.
I made Hov thank me twice. I'll tell the story. I got 40-40.
Okay.
In a good way.
Let's get into a record. Let's come back and let's get into this Instagrammies. Okay.
Right, but hold on. When we come back, I want to ask DWY, what was his motivation to start his own radio station? Was it because of hate? Was it because of just a passion for hip-hop?
Yeah, because it wasn't no money in it then. Because like that, unless you built it like that. That architecture wasn't there yet.
So you want to do that when we come back?
No, we're going to do it when we come back. Okay. Look, stay tuned, man. We got... Tell him your name. Tell him your name again, fam.
The most influential, the Podfather, P.O.P., Pioneer of Podcasting. Power Father in New York City, DWI.
We'll be back. We are the culture. We going to the Bronx. Why not?
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production Crew. And due to the fact that
DJ No Frills
knew what time it was,
many people tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialized in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live because you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is
some
the
do it for show. They do money it for
clothing.
Sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes. We back. Hey, yo, that's my joint, man. The South Bronx. I'm not from the South Bronx, but that's definitely one of my favorite albums and songs of all times. But listen, we going back to the Bronx. We got the legend, the Podfather, DWI, the Podfather, DWI, the Podfather. Before we went to break, I asked him what motivated him, what made him think into the future to create a radio station, especially with internet, because they laughed at me when I had my internet station. They're like, now everybody got an internet station, DWI, the Podfather. Please let the Culture Coaches know.
So I think I remember trying to get on the one station that we had for hip-hop in New York City, because I felt like I had something to add to the culture, and that was my main motivation. As a producer, I'm a producer first. So I was making beats and recording engineering, so I had all those skills going. And then when I started the radio in 2002, you know, I reached out, and I didn't really get a response, the response I needed. So I just said, you know what, I'm just going to create my own.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, I create my own situation and just rock with the independents. There's way more independents than there are signed artists. At that time, New York City was going crazy with hip-hop and artists trying to get on. There was not a lot of platforms. There was people doing independent radio, you know, terrestrial radio, and they had their antennas and all that. But it was not a bunch like it is a bunch of podcasts right now. Mm-hmm. So I was able to separate myself, and shout out to Jesse Jess because he found me online to start the 91.9 promo radio.
Yes,
and then
sir.
He connected me with the Connect in Queens, and then I learned how to record live on the internet. In like 2005, I started, instead of driving all to Queens, I said, let me see if I can go live. And I went live there, and he allowed me to do it. So I had everybody clean up their act, had the right. DJ start coming through, and then everybody from SNS to you to DJ Spinfo. I had all of the biggest DJs at the time that was on the main station, but they only had little slots for them.
Yeah.
So I gave them full-time weekly slots, and then we got
shout out to, this is behind the scenes. Only D-Dub and me going to notice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Doc.
Shout out to Doc, right? There. Yeah, we know. So and again,
that's the cartel.
Did I ever gatekeep the information?
Nah.
I put you onto the Connect.
That's
right?
One thing. No, that's one thing. The brother always shared information. You know, and that's why, you know, there's not a lot of genuine people. You know, when you're genuine, the relationships last long. We've been friends, right? Me and No Frills been friends since 07, 08.
Yes,
me and you've been friends since 06. I met D. I was part of a different radio show. I had a segment, but I wanted more airtime. I wanted more light, and I stepped to DWI. He always supported what I did. They always, and we went viral together. That's why today going viral is a big thing, but we used to go viral
like
all
that.
The time.
Yeah.
We used to go viral all the time.
Worldstar used to take our stuff.
Vlad TV.
You had to pay nothing. Night editing and have everything to get ready for the morning.
Until I had to call Vlad and tell him, yo, where's my views? He was ripped. Vlad has always been, hey, listen, I got to say it. I've always said it. Vlad has always been a coach of Ultra. Even in the early stages, because my man Demetrius was shooting some fire videos, right? They'll be on WorldStar. They'll be on Vlad TV. They'll be on Now, right? They'll be on all this stuff, right? And Vlad would be the only one who would rip our content, recode it. Yeah. And I'm saying, how do you got 200,000 views and I got 2,000?
And we made this
so
shit.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And I called them. Oh, you guys get the promo. I said, bro. Yeah, I said, it's all good. You get one. I said, listen, I get it. Thanks for the promo, but we all over the place. We on WorldStar. We don't need your promo if you ain't going to treat us right. I'm not asking for no bread. I get it, but I want the views because I'm trying to build my brand. So you know what?
And shout out
He's
to
always
you.
Been Count Dracula.
And you always been on top of paying attention to that. I was in... to this day, I'm still in producer mode.
Yeah.
But now I understand Instagram, TikTok, Facebook... Yeah. LinkedIn, they all taking our content that we wake up every day and feed it and throwing commercials on top of it, and they making millions of dollars. Meanwhile, we shuffling and shucking and jiving for 5 cents.
What they've done is they've sold everybody the same ability that your artists or favorite actors had.
Mm-hmm.
We have now been sold the ability to do the same thing.
That's right.
So that's why the mystique of the celebrity has kind of died down, because everyone now can kind of produce and make themselves look pretty.
That's
brilliant.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, you know what I mean? Or at least they think they can. So it's like if everyone could join the NBA.
Good.
Right? And get up in there and have a chance. We dilute what the guys are doing.
Yeah.
There's no filtration system in this game. So everyone's being sold the fact that they
can't. That's why I was so excited when I was talking last week.
Yeah.
It was so genuine. When EST was in here, as a kid, seeing him in my neighborhood, him, Larry, Lair, Kwame, those guys, Mike from Boyz II Men in my neighborhood, they was like, yo, that's a celebrity. A celebrity ain't a celebrity no more.
That's
He just said exactly what we was talking about last week.
That's right.
Yo, look at his hat. He says Brixton on his hat, too. Look.
Oh, that's hot. That's what's up, man. That's good.
Shout out to Brixton.
Yeah, we got my man Mike, everybody over there
globally.
In Brixton, man. I just put a video out, too, that was
okay,
out there.
We're going to promote. Tell him you was about to make a statement.
Well, go ahead,
No, I was just saying what he was making a point we made last week about a celebrity not being a celebrity, and because there's too many people trying to be the pod father, the fake pod father, the fake famous.
Being original you.
Look at how the showcase
not a carbon copy.
You had everybody performing, the rappers, and then once they got off, they was done. Everybody else, no one, because it was no more fans. You don't have everyone, because everyone now can shoot their shot. It's a big lottery system, dopamine thing that says,
there you go,
all right, here, pay your bread, get your badge, pay this, pay for your ad, get into the game of what Hollywood could do. Now now we going live.
So let me ask
NBC
you,
a lot of them
are faking until they make it. The difference is we faith it till we make it.
F-A-I-T-H. That's what you did with that.
We faith it till we make it. Yeah, we don't fake it till we make
it. So, you know, before it was NBC that could go live, right? Yeah. Now we can go live, right? Like, so everyone's in on the game.
Talk to
them. Everyone knows the secrets now. So the Celebreton thing's a bit like, I forgot. I'm so used to internet radio. Sorry.
We got you. We got you.
I don't want to have to pay no fines.
Sorry, Tyler.
No,
we got you.
No, we good. Listen, but those are really official. Listen, you're teaching right now.
Yeah. You're preaching, you're teaching. And this show, The Culture Coaches, this show is an educational show. Say it every week. We play the cool classics. Yeah. We launch the new records for the artists. You know, we do all of that. But at the end of the day, this is an educational show. We talk urban politics. We talk about the urban community. What affects us? That's going to lead me into health and hip hop. Listen, health and hip hop is the part of the show. Health and hip hop is the part of the show where we discuss, you know, legendary figures in the game who have passed away, legendary figures who had medical, you know, complications. So I want to say rest in peace, even though he lived a great life, you know, rest in peace to Quincy Jones. Recently, he passed away from cancer. Right, is that the word? I heard he passed away from cancer.
He had some type of cancer.
Okay,
he had some type of cancer.
I don't know what type it was. So he had some type of cancer. So I want to say rest in peace to them. And just rest in peace to all of the people. You know, Jay Hatch. We talked about Jay Hatch up there. Jay Hatch was very instrumental in the underground hip-hop scene and the independent music scene in New York City. So we gave him his flowers. You want to say anything about Jay Hatch? DWI?
When I think of Jay Hatch, it's like a guy like you. Like, I came up around the same time, him, Bedtime, Drawzilla. And, you know, he opened his doors and came into me for me to record his radio show. And with him came his whole network. So I was able to gain networks by dealing with people that had networks and following. So I think that's been he's someone that showed me how to curate a space and keep a positive showcase going. I think every showcase he did was like really like uplifting. He helped put on Chrisette Michelle and a few other artists, stuck behind producers all the way to his last day. And he's definitely gonna be missed.
Demetrius, got any words? Quick words on the homie Jay Hatch?
Yeah, Jay Hatch. Actually, our last time meeting, and it's all documented as well. But our last time meeting, and I'm happy he got to see me. And that light was in London. I think around May or whatever we connected. Mm-hmm. And I was all dressed in like this velour black like tux kind of looking thing. And I came to his event, and he was like, you know, you look like you won a Grammy. I said, well. You know, I need
you want to Instagram me, baby.
I just wanted him to see me in my best light, because I remember like the first weeks of coming to the studio, he was one of those guys there. You don't know what everyone does, and you're just like, yo, who's this? And you know, to see how many people showed him love was beautiful, and I'm just happy he got to see me after all these years in a good light out in London.
Man. You know what? I'm proud of you, Demetrius. I'm proud of you. Because I've seen you grow as a young man. Yeah. You know, I remember you used to be like, yo, my little brother, whatever. And I've seen you grow, and I'm proud of you that you stuck to it and you've evolved as an incredible producer and director. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I look forward. You know, I'm proud of you. That's sincere. And I look forward to us working together more. We got to get this story out because you know what? Who's going to tell it if we don't tell it, right?
Yeah.
Right? No frills?
Facts. And I wanted to thank Demetrius because I got some dope pictures on my Facebook that he taken of me and Freeway, and Ms. Moff, even an underground.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Ms. Moff. Yeah.
E-Ness.
Yeah, he shot a lot of legendary stuff. If it wasn't for him, we would, you know, he was, because I wasn't really thinking about it. This is the thing, man. YouTube and all this was so early. Like I'm saying, you can only do 10-minute clips. You could play music. You could
came
do whatever.
Out in 06.
Or before these licensing and all this stuff. And I respect that now, because they had to get their business
right. It was
raw. It's still
raw
up there. I got thousands of views on these videos. Yeah, if you go up there, a lot of the videos that you shot, you know, at Val the Voice TV, I got about 12,000 followers. I had 20,000, but I became inactive for years. Yeah. So I got to start working on that again. But listen, I'll take my 12,000 followers. There's a lot of video up there. Listen, with that being said, we're going to get into Who Frauded, the Who Frauded segment. Listen, remember we created tell them why you mad.
Tell you why you mad.
And other people, man. And other people bit that. They took it. You know other people bit that, right?
Yeah, I know.
You heard it on their show, right? And I know exactly who brought over there. We created tell them why
and
you
they
mad.
Stole who, and don't they be stole at, who frauded don't, from me.
That, and they stole, but you know what?
The
they can't steal it
because
we took it back. So listen, this is the who frauded segment, right? This is the part of the show where you get to put somebody on blast. You get to, you know, call somebody out for their BS. It could be your family. It could be somebody in the industry. It could be your preacher.
No one
tell
is
them.
Safe.
Talk to them. Who frauded this week, DWI?
Who frauded this week in the
anywhere.
Industry or anywhere?
Anywhere, wherever.
Wow.
Could have been at the bodega. It could have been anywhere.
Can I go last?
Okay.
Yeah, just so I can get my rhythm.
Who frauded this week, man?
I don't know if I should say it.
Talk
kinda,
to him. Say it.
It's kind of deep, man. It's kind of deep.
We only got 5 minutes. So
no, we only got 5 minutes. We got 2.5.
Okay, guy.
What, this week? I mean, Jew, I don't know. Who frauded this week? I don't.
I got you.
I just came from London, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not really caught up.
No, we got 2 minutes.
You tell him who frauded.
Let me break it down so you can understand who frauded. I'm going to tell you who frauded. People that don't appreciate people that put them on. You
that's
see
right.
how
yeah, yeah.
you see
I
how
like
DWI
that.
Did
like
some
that.
DWI ain't in rooms with me, but I tell people about DWI
that's right.
and
oh,
right. about Vow the Voice.
That's right.
How yo, you got to give people their credit. If you're not going to pay them, you got to at least give them their credit. Credit can lead to money because people will know, oh man, he did this, he did that, and then that can lead to a call and it can lead to
that's
business.
Right.
So you frauded if you don't pay homage
that's
to people
right.
who helped put you on.
You know who frauded?
I like that.
Anybody and everybody who don't look back and and pull a hand, you know, somebody who's been instrumental in your career, somebody who has helped you grow, somebody who has said, and you don't turn back and congratulate them or bring them in or open opportunities for them. Don't forget where you come from.
Yes.
Don't forget who you are, because somebody like Val the Voice will remind
will
you.
Will remind you.
All right? I will remind you, all right?
Yes.
Your boy Viral Val the Voice. Let's get some last minute handles.
All right, D-Dub, go ahead.
D-W-I-M-U-Z-I-K or at The Matrix Studios. That's D-A, Matrix like the movie, studio without an S.
Who frauded before you go?
Who frauded? Everybody who tries to gatekeep something that they and got a boss. You can't gatekeep and you got a boss. Like, who are you stopping it from?
I like it. All right. You good?
Yes,
sir.
We
got
to get your base in the face. We got to go get a cheesesteak. Yeah. We out of here. We Word. Are the culture.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.